Hot Underpants.
Hey everybody, welcome to Robot Underpants. This is Langley. I'm here with Spin.
Hello.
Also here with Starman.
Hello.
We actually have like a pseudo live studio audience.
Yeah, studio audience slash participants, perhaps.
This would be the time everybody could unmute themselves and just give wild applause.
We've got a full house.
That didn't go so well. Never mind.
No.
We decide to. They're leaving already.
That's a good start.
Awesome. This is, well, we normally use the live video thingy over at Google Plus to record the show because it's easier when you're not
just
in
so
the
we
same
can
studio.
See each other.
Right. And we just decided, screw it. There's a whole bunch of people here. We know most of these people, so let's just include them in the show. And,
well, they're here. Do we want to go through and say who they are?
I don't know. That one dude looks like he's asleep, though.
I can't tell. I'm on the slow connection tonight.
Oh, that's right. So what? You lost your internet?
You don't lose it, but if I continuously go over with Comcast, then I will lose it. So I checked a couple days ago.
The bandwidth?
I'd reached my cap at 100%. So I just unplugged my modem. And so now I'm through my tethered iPhone right now.
Well,
since working,
how long until that runs out?
Well, they don't kill me with that. They just charge me when that goes over.
So I thought you could pay Comcast.
No, Comcast gives you three chances. If you go over the 250 cap per month, 250 gig cap each month for three times in a row, you're banned from using their internet for a year. You don't get to pay.
That's a good way to keep your customers, because because really what you want to do is you want to screw your customers. That's really what you want to do.
Yeah.
You want to make your customers angry, especially when you have a monopoly in the area. That's what you
want to
do.
You want to basically treat them like teenagers and take away their internet if they don't do what you say.
Exactly. Especially in this day and age of downloading games in fall and, you know, streaming Netflix and things like that. That's what you want to do. You want to limit your customers' bandwidth.
Robert looks like he's been banned. Robert, have you hit the bandwidth cap?
I don't have a bandwidth cap. Right. I just wanted to remind everyone that I did.
Oh, so you just wanted to show off then.
By the way, I have Fios.
Come to South Dakota. We have 100 megabit connections with no cap.
It drove me nuts because when I lived in Silicon Valley, we couldn't even get Fios there. What is that about?
Well, I'm starting to get worried. I'm like, I went 3 gigs over, and no one's called me yet. So we'll see if they count 3 gigs. And in the past, I was 100.
Normally,
gigs.
Verizon.
I was 100 gigs over, and they called me and said, "Hey, you can't do this." And I said the same things that you just pointed out, Starman. That, you know, I'm like, I'm not doing anything crazy here. I'm, you know, using Google Hangouts. I'm watching movies and just usual stuff. I'm like, you think maybe you guys might reevaluate this cap? Because a lot of people are using Netflix these days. Not everybody's using Hangouts, but it's just video chat. I mean, you know. The guy was like, well.
Or gaming.
He's like, I'm just a, you know, I'm just a cog. I don't know. So, whatever. But there was some rumors that
I got a complaint. Yeah, if there's any.
I was going to say, there was rumors that they might actually be reevaluating that soon. But we'll see.
Well, yeah, I should hope so. I mean,
just don't take it out on the customer service guys, right? Because they are cogs. They're doing their shitty jobs and talking to shitty people like you.
I didn't take it out on them. I just said, hey, look, you know.
No, I didn't mean you. I'm just saying the collective listening you.
I said people are using this stuff for a lot more than just, you know, checking email these days. Facebook or whatever, you got to take that into consideration. And after this month, I started to look around because I'm like, man, if they count this, then I only got one more chance, and there's a good chance I'm going to go over. And so I started looking around to see what everybody else has in the area. And I looked at AT&T's UVerse thing. Their cap is 150.
Wow.
And the only other thing,
that's DSL, right?
Yeah. The other option in San Francisco is SonicNet. They have no caps.
Or Move.
I don't know. Or Move. Yeah, I could move somewhere.
I mean, it's cable or DSL. That's what's so lame about it, is that DSL really depends on how close you are to the switch, and cable, well, if you've got it, then, you know, that's it. You don't like it? Move.
But why do we have caps in the first place? All right, look, I realize that they have caps because they want to keep some people that are downloading porn all day long from hogging up the bandwidth. I get that. But you're hurting some of the people, like the media makers, myself and Eric and Langley. I mean, you know, people, or even for myself, you download a game. How much is a game nowadays? I mean, it's on like 4 DVDs.
I don't think people like Comcast.
I mean, that's like 16 gigabytes right there.
In the chat, Brad brings up a couple interesting points. So first of all, the bandwidth doesn't cost anything to these companies, but they're also TV protectionists. That's a very good point. I mean, you know, how much do you want to make a bet? Things like SOPA, which hopefully that thing is dying in a fire as we speak, which we can talk about that in a second, watching GoDaddy get completely just raped. But, you know, these guys are, they would rather not have user involvement in the internet, in my opinion, and they'd rather just be able to force feed it. So, you know, the internet would be this passive medium. Books, we publish, you read. TV, we broadcast, you watch. Internet, we create, you use. That's it.
Yeah.
So, of course, media makers, that's not their problem.
I'm going to have another conversation with Comcast, because a lot of the stuff I do use the internet for is my job, which is for a company that's part of Comcast now. So, which is even funnier.
Irony.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, and that's why, you know, I'm happy to get my fine little discount with them, but you know, if they're going to continue to treat me like a child, I'd rather go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And of course, related to that, GoDaddy.
Oh, go on.
I cracked up about this because, so I'm an old veteran podcaster, and they courted a lot of people back in the day to be an advertiser on the show, and everybody was so hard up for an advertiser. They're like, what? You know, they married the first chick that they laid, and that happened to be GoDaddy, and there you go. But I refused because I did not like the product. I didn't like the experience of using the product. No. So I think I probably was like the only person that did not take a GoDaddy sponsorship. Fast forward to today. GoDaddy is just, you know, whatever. Let's just make Super Bowl commercials, throw a set of tits in it, and we're good to go. They decide to come out and, like many companies, support SOPA, the Stop Online Piracy Act, which is a completely ridiculous piece of legislation being talked about. But not only did they just support it, like most people did, and it probably would have gone unnoticed, they had to make a blog post about it. Mm-hmm. And that got people slightly cheesed.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. They did screw with WikiLeaks, didn't they?
I don't know.
They were one of the companies involved.
PayPal did.
Well, a giant campaign which spread like wildfire to get everybody. I think they lost nearly 100,000 domains. It was like somewhere in the 70,000.
Wow, that many?
People were just rapid transferring them. Other registrars are like, here's the best coupon code I saw to transfer your domain away from GoDaddy was No Daddy. And you know, so yes, there are bigger fish in that pond that support SOPA. Basically, anybody that produces media content or anybody that creates software is for SOPA, it seems. And then those that are against it are those that speak on behalf of the user, the Facebooks, the eBays, the Craigslist, the, you know, the Googles, things like that. And there was speculation about why they're even talking about it, because they're exempted from it. But the whole DNS, you know, shoot first, ask questions later, hey, we're just like Iran and China thing. Yeah. So hopefully it made enough of a fight. Well, then they withdrew their support, but they were still on the congressional list, and people are like, ha, too little, too late. And so basically it was one bad PR shitstorm on top of another.
I don't know why they thought that was going to be a good idea.
And I have no idea who sponsors what, but I just cannot support a company like that. In principle.
I don't understand how they could support it in the first place, knowing for weeks on end beforehand that so many people were against it.
Well, you know,
yeah.
You also got to look at the roots, too. I mean, isn't the dude that runs GoDaddy like some arch conservative who shoots elephants in like Kenya and has the whole bimbo advertising thing? You know, so it's not entirely outside of the scope of reasoning, but I mean, it's been blocked by it's been, but I don't actually even think that's fair because it's got support on both sides, the SOPA Act, as well the opposition is on both sides as well. Mm-hmm. So who knows? But you know, I think they had to show up and be dicks about it, and they paid the price of the internet because the guys over at Reddit, they had a campaign going.
Oh sure.
And plus, since GoDaddy had, I was full support of saying, "Hey, go after people that get sponsored by GoDaddy." You know, yeah. Hey, it's not fair, not nice. I mean, but whatever, all's fair.
Well, everybody's got GoToMeeting as a sponsor now, so.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
They're the biggest. Well, they're the biggest whores around these days. Except for this show.
Why could we get people like Red Bull to sponsor or something like
that? You know, here's what I don't understand. We get a lot of good. We get good numbers for This Week in Trek, and we talk about Netflix all the time because without Netflix, Daryl and I can't do the show because we would have to actually buy every Star Trek episode on DVD, which would cost an enormous amount of money. And so I went to them. I said, "How would you like to sponsor the show?" And this is the number of downloads we get, and we get good exposure. And they said, "No." Like, what the hell's wrong with you? What do you mean, no?
What's up, Robert?
Well, you know, I think, and no one's talking about this, but I think the main reason why GoDaddy ultimately pulled out of the whole SOPA support, GoDaddy powers Google Apps domains. So everything that runs off of Google Apps, the DNS is running through GoDaddy.
I thought Google had a few companies that did that.
I'm pretty sure it's just GoDaddy because I have a Google Apps domain. And GoDaddy is what was used to register the DNS. So can you imagine if Google pulled maybe 400,000 domains out of GoDaddy?
It could have been. You know what? They also have. You just never know what happens behind the scenes. I mean, Ben from the Cheeseburger Network has like 1,000 domains over there. That was symbolic. Everybody loves themselves a damn lolcat.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got a good number of domains with GoDaddy, and I got to say, they were a sponsor of Warcast years ago, and I got some good money from them, I got to say. But the problem is that I've got so many domains that it would have taken me so much time and money to transfer them off.
I don't know about money, but I do know that there were services that made it. I think Hover was a service that allowed you to basically say, "Look, these are all of my domains. Transfer them," and they did it. And I saw some people that were transferring them 30, 60, 90 at a time.
Wow.
And it just handled it. Yeah, it might have cost money, sure. I mean, that's a truth to it. But some people were actually quite happy to pay the money.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't.
I'm not one of those people that knee-jerk react to things. I just don't.
Likewise.
I just because everybody's saying, "Oh, you got to transfer off," and of course you know how it works on Twitter. One person says it and then everybody's got to follow like sheep and they all have to do it because they have to be cool too.
Don't forget to change your profile icon.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
We'll get to that in a second.
And I said, "You know what? As much as I don't like the fact that GoDaddy did it, I just don't have the time or the money to transfer all my domains off. Maybe I'll transfer them off when they expire, but I'm not going to go all out." And then,
if you boycotted everybody that supported SOPA, you would probably be people in third world countries would be living better than you, because if you were to truly do a boycott, of all these, you'd have to boycott Microsoft and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, there's like 4 Linux guys out there. So they would be fine. But then it would just get into crazy things like some provider or some cell phone. And it's like when people want to boycott like Disney. It's actually quite fascinating the breadth of what Disney touches, even if you wanted to include their affiliates too.
Yeah, all the ABC affiliates. It reminds me a little of like when Obama got elected and everybody ran out and bought guns because they thought he was going to take away guns.
What? I don't remember that.
Oh yeah,
that's actually like so that happens every time a Democrat is elected,
right?
And you know, honestly,
it goes the other way too. When every time a Republican is elected, everybody goes out and gets an abortion.
What am I doing today? I don't know, but you know what, look at the election returns, we better get moving,
better get going.
Yep.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I mean, yeah, but this is what I was ranting about with the whole Google Plus fanboy crowd. They are like, it's the same thing. They're as predictable as the gun runner people. They're all like, oh my god, gotta go do this. Yeah, you've been this before. You're gonna be bitching about something else soon. So let's hope maybe 2012 will be the year of social burnout, where we're tired of liking and sharing every 5 minutes.
I gotta tell you, I'm pretty close to that already.
And not only that, but scolding people that don't do it.
Yeah, well, because everybody likes their
thing. Changing your avatar. Like, I remember that whole thing where, was it about a year or two ago, where everybody had to say, well, change your avatar to your, what is it, your favorite cartoon character?
Oh, yeah.
In support of something, and then it turns out that the whole thing was a scam in the first place.
Slacktivism.
I forgot what the details were about that, but it was like a big embarrassment to all the people.
Anti-child abuse.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I actually did that, but just because I wanted to change it to my favorite cartoon character, which is kind of an obscure cartoon that only had 13 episodes.
Yeah.
So I just did it for the sake of...
find a reason to make it fit, yeah.
What was it, Robert?
Super Chicken. It was on the George of the Jungle show. It had 13 episodes.
Super Chicken's not obscure.
It has 13 episodes. I think of the average age range on Facebook.
Oh, I mean,
going back to talking
about like how everybody's a cheerleader for their thing. I posted this story at work on Google and on Facebook, and the story was Paul Allen from Ancestry.com has been doing the figures on Google Plus, saying that Google Plus is going to hit 293 million people users by the end of 2012, and.
Mm-hmm.
Posting it on Google was like, yeah, right on. Good job. Like, you know, whatever. That's awesome. Posted on Facebook. There was five or six comments that were just like, that can't be right. That's wrong. That's just totally flawed. And I'm not going over there.
I was trolling all of the social networks today. I posted over on Facebook. I'm like, you know, the G Plus users think that you guys are like slime of the earth and lower than MySpace people, right? Take it to Twitter. Take it to G Plus. It's great, man. The second somebody shows up with an article about, and well, you know, Google Plus, they immediately go jumping on his profile, and therefore the only metric is if he has circled people.
Right.
Mm. I'm like, really? Really? You just have to try it to like it. Yeah, that's kind of how I view heroin too, you know. And
have you tried it?
It's just retarded. And then, of course, somebody else will bitch that there's too much noise. Well, maybe you should not circle too many people. Why? Then you'll bitch that when I complain about it being dull, nobody wants to talk about the people. Nobody wants to talk about the overabundance of photographers and musicians and cat people.
But to be fair...
Google didn't go out of their way to design a Brazilian social network. Brazil happened to Orkut, right? MySpace... Yeah. Yeah, you give people the tools to do whatever they want, to express themselves however they want. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to make pink roses flashing on pink backgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's the problem. Not everybody is a designer.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You are defined by the company you keep. Nobody wants to admit it.
Thanks to Instagram, everybody's a sweet photographer now.
Right.
Brad, speak up. Go ahead. What are you saying there, Brad? Nothing, I guess. Did he turn off his mic?
I was just saying that back in my MySpace days when I was a teenager. I'm here. Am I here?
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're here. Go ahead, caller.
Okay. Thank you very much. Nah,
where are you from? Where are you from?
MySpace back.
North of the Rockies.
Oh, God. I used to be in Saipan, but now I'm returned. I'm in Winnipeg, Canada, the snow bowl of the world, the coldest place on the face of the planet. Back to MySpace. That time, I just remember it was just a bunch of strippers and hookers. I remember my girlfriend coming across my profile, getting very upset that I had strippers and hookers as friends, so I had to get rid of it. So.
It needs more blow. Yeah.
Yep, more cocaine.
I got the Rolex spam. That's what I got.
Oh, right. I get so much spam. It is so funny. So, you know, you post things in public on a site, right? So you can discover new and exciting people like the Muppets. I can't believe they put the Muppets on a television commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really? Yeah. We're selling things with Muppets now?
Oh, the Muppets, by the way, speaking of hookers and whores, Muppets are the biggest horrors this year.
Oh, that's a segue.
I think the Muppets Miss are probably Piggy? The biggest horrors this year. They had that movie come out, and they were everywhere. Everywhere. They were on, what is it, Jimmy Kimmel playing. They were on the Today Show. They were everywhere.
And don't get me wrong, I like the Muppets. Part of my childhood.
I like the Muppets, too. Yep. The Muppets of your childhood are gone, my friend.
Yeah, they've done some amusing shit on YouTube, though. You know, the Bohemian Rhapsody, that was some choice shit.
That's funny.
But now they're becoming whores. In fact, the entire suggested user list is a big whore list. I don't know if anybody realizes it. Okay, if you're a celebrity, whatever. But understand, Google is whoring you out. They're dangling you in front of the masses like you're a piece of meat. You're a trophy. And if you're not one of those super uber-duper celebrities that was on the list first, you write Paris Hilton and all of that, they're not even real people, so fuck them. No celebrity on Google Plus, maybe save for a couple, actually uses the keyboard and is like, yeah, what's up? I'm just chilling. Maybe like Shatner. Does Shatner do it real?
I don't know.
Does William Shatner do it real?
It seems like he does.
Yeah. All these other people are standing around with a bunch of agents and PR flack. So, yeah, fuck them. So they're not real people. The second wave of people is people who probably bitched about not being treated like a trophy. So, you know, just don't complain when the place turns into a shithole. Not for any reason other than what the users themselves has done. It doesn't matter if you think Google Plus is boring. It doesn't matter if you think that Google Plus is curing baby AIDS. What matters is how the rest of the world sees it.
Is Google curing baby AIDS, by the way?
What?
I don't know, man. I'm just going to ask. I should actually just post that question right now, see what happens.
I mean,
so
we all, I mean, it's a cycle. We all know how it goes. Everybody was on MySpace. It was the greatest thing ever because there was nothing else. Then Facebook rolled around and, like, the intelligent people went
Friendster.
There. Well, all right, so Friendster, they were in that.
It was a progression. I mean, it was Friendster and then MySpace and then Facebook and now
Google. Actually, I can't do that. But all the now that I know 10,000 people...
started YouTube.
I can't... You know, I can actually do that. I know, now that I know that 10,000 people are watching, do I want to ask if Google cures baby AIDS?
Well, just pick a circle to share with, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Therefore, maybe I'll post that to my automotive circle.
You need a circle.
I think,
a circle of people with bad taste.
I'm sure they're out there, but they wouldn't know they're in the bad taste circle. They could just be, yo, I'm circled by this guy who's hilariously bad taste.
Right. So they'll respond. I hope I'm in there. I'll respond. Anyway. Robert, you were going to say something?
Well, you know, Eric said this at one point, and I mentioned how whenever I was on Twitter, I felt like I was on the... really intellectual network and everything, and then I discovered public hashtags. Eric said one time the trending hashtag was things hoes say. You know, and I think that's where we get the whole suggested user list thing from. You got to get the regular people here if the network is going to be a success as a whole. It's already a success.
Those snot-nosed technology people don't want the every people around.
True.
You know full damn well that it went from being this, like, baby South by Southwest tech conference, oh, look how fucking precious we are thing, to my baby's mama says hashtags. You know there was twitching sphincters everywhere. And Jason's got a very good point. We shouldn't actually care, but we have to fight amongst this crowd of fanboyism.
Right, but those, I mean, to be fair, those super tech nerds like Scoble and whatnot wouldn't be anywhere without all those people either, so.
Well, that's very true.
Or
you show up early, you get the whole court. Yeah. People who show up early make the decisions.
Yeah. So, for you know, it'll all, everything goes and goes, and I mean, okay, how about this? What is your social network of choice? We'll go through the we'll go through everybody.
Well, I think it would depend on what you're using it for.
I'm asking you guys specifically here in this room. Everybody.
I don't have one for choice. I just, you know.
I don't have one either. Like, I use Twitter for a certain reason to reach a certain group of people. I use Facebook to reach people mostly that I went to school with.
Right.
I use Google Plus if I want what I'm saying to be more visual.
It reminds me of that song. It reminds me of that song. What the world needs now is another Frank Sinatra. Like, I need a hole in my head. I don't know who that is.
Another social network, like another hole in
it. It's like, yeah, we just, at this point, we need somebody to get it right, and we really don't need any more of this nonsense. We need to interact more as people.
Jason Joseph Photography right there chiming in with a little bit of cracker.
I don't actually make them about what social network of choice. I mean, that's like saying what gas station of choice. The one with the best price at the moment.
All right.
Bastards.
That's fair.
I mean, I use IRC and forums like a madman, and I also use all of the social networks. I even use obscure social networks. I don't even tell anybody about because I don't want the riffraff in.
Because you're one of those social elites.
The riffraff are the ones that wait in line for iPhones and Android phones or whatever. Oh, wait, they don't wait in line for Androids? Never mind.
Well, you mean like Wozniak?
Magically appear on park benches.
If it seems like I'm a little bitchier today, it's because I came off all of the dental drugs. I had a root canal today.
Ouch.
And now I hate being subdued. So when I come out of being subdued, I'm like, yeah, what? It's on. Let's fight.
Tear it up. Google recently, what happens? MC Siegler had his avatar pulled.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because his profile picture was a middle finger.
Oh, no.
And Google deleted the photo, so he tried it again, and they deleted it, and they were like, it does not conform to the church lady's specification.
I think the problem with that is that Google doesn't really have people that do that. I mean, some church lady, like you said, will go and report it, and then someone from Google will just, like, vaguely maybe even glance at it. You know, they don't really have... any hard written standards as to what you can and what is and is not offensive.
And those church ladies are so unstreet smart that they don't realize how much porn is coursing through the veins of Google Plus. People, pretty much, if you don't know that porn exists on Google Plus, it's because you just probably aren't rolling around in the circles very mainstream. Yeah, you're not using it. If you don't see the spam. If you don't see the porn, you don't have a clue. And if you're flagging MG Sigler's, you know, profile picture because he's flipping you off, put on your big boy pants or panties, whatever. Yeah, I mean...
Put on your robot underpants and deal with it.
That's right. Put on your robot underpants.
Put them...
Hey! Speaking of plugs, Gaines, did you... Starman, did you manage to plug all your shows already?
I did last week.
Oh, did you? Because I noticed you.
But I'll do it again. Do you want me to do it again?
You did get a couple of them in here already, I noticed, early on.
He's a prolific podcaster.
He does like 18 shows. You should try to get him, work him in any way you can.
There's one thing that I hate is I try very hard not to whore myself.
I disagree.
Well, you can bite me.
But see, there are better examples of people that whore themselves. So, you
know, we should try to get them on here.
It's not like you're completely switching gears and going to do like an Occupy YouTube video.
I did read today that Occupy's got a bunch of programmers that are working on building their own Facebook now.
Oh, actually, I saw the drones. I that wasn't making fun of Occupy. That was actually making fun of somebody else who has completely irrelevant content that's now suddenly an activist. But no, the one cool thing at Occupy, I guess, in New York, they are making drones to spy on the police because the police threw out 30 protesters. So the protesters started making their own drones.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, fuck yeah, Blade Runner right there.
Occupy Oakland got thrown
way
out
of hand.
Occupy Oakland got thrown out of yet another site today.
And I'm reading about all this stuff while cruising around Nar Shaddaa and Star Wars: The Old Republic, being like, "I'm playing Blade Runner, yeah."
When are they gonna make a Blade Runner game?
I hope so.
They did. Did they? Like in the early 2000s.
Years ago, many years ago, they did.
I do have to say. You could just ignore the Wookiees and the lightsabers, and Star Wars: The Old Republic is pretty damn close.
All right. I don't want to get into. I don't want to get into games. Everything is just. It'll all just fall to shit after that. Then the show will be over. Load Runner. There you go. Jason Load Joseph Runner. Photography.
Jumpman.
I think your dog is eating your couch, by the way.
No, my dog is.
You got a new dog, incidentally.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, yeah. He's doing all right tonight, but last night I was trying to do some stuff, and he was like just under my feet the whole time, and I was like, dude, get away. Just go lay down, chew on your bone. I gave him a rawhide. He didn't want anything to do with it. He just wanted to like get in my way. And
yep.
I kept pushing him away, and consequentially, he jumped up on the couch and just peed. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
Took him out. We had house guests.
Oh, no, wait. I'm Christmas. I took him out.
Oh.
He peed, came back in, like, time to go to bed. He sleeps on the bed next to me. He's usually fine. I roll over. We're in bed, like, 5 minutes. He comes over. He's kind of got, like, a guilty look on his face. I'm like, what the fuck? I roll over into a puddle of piss on my bed. I'm like, you're going in the cage tonight. That's it.
They're cute, only because we'd kill them and eat them otherwise. We had house guests for Christmas, and they brought their damn dog, and they didn't tell us. And dogs are very much like children. Yours are cool, because you know how they work, right? I got kids. I got a crap load of dogs. I even got sheep and chickens. But if you're bringing your kids, dogs, sheep, or chickens over to my house, I'm not going to be happy.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, they also
my kids and my dogs are cool. Yours suck.
They also act differently at a different place, mm-hmm. and things happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for a few minutes last night, I was like, you mightn't be going back.
Robert.
I was going to say, I have to quote the great George Carlin. You know, my stuff is stuff. Your stuff is shit.
Your stuff is shit. Get your shit out of there and keep your hands off my stuff. Exactly. Rest in peace, St. George.
No doubt.
All right, do we have anything else before we wrap up? We have
speaking of Christmas.
People that have actually been quiet in here.
What?
Well, we had a few. Well, okay, we're colliding.
I was just gonna say, speaking of Christmas, this is the first show after Christmas that everybody, those that celebrate. How was it? Did you get anything cool? That you want to talk about? And what are you doing for New Year's? And do you have anything to say about, you know, this is the last show of the year? So
I'm blowing things up on New Year's.
Nice.
I got a nice car stereo. I got a GoPro, and I got a 7-inch USB monitor.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually really cool.
I got one of those mini monitors, too.
Robert, you got an iPad, right?
Yeah, I got an iPad, too, which is crazy because I'm, like, as diehard Android supporter as you get. But, you know, I try to stay platform agnostic, you know? You know, so I can kind of see how the other side works and everything. It's a cool device. It's cool, you know? It's a good gift.
I've seen you on Hangouts with that thing. You seem to be pretty in love with it.
Well, you know, it's a tablet, man.
And you got, like, a line art drawing of Bill Murray from your mother.
I did.
Langley.
Yeah, it's over there on the wall.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And right before Christmas, I got my personalized license plate, so now my Jeep's got the license plate of Spin, which is also where you can find me on Twitter.
Hey! I tried to look up, Langley for a license plate in California, and it's already gone, so I can't get that. But you can still find me on Twitter at Langley. And if you're one of those idiots that lives in a town called Langley, please learn how to use Twitter. Thank you.
Hey, let me tell you, there is a ping pong club in New York. There's, of course, the magazine. There is, of course, anybody who goes to spin class. And then I think there's also a gay bar in Chicago called that Spin. Ugh. I get the most awesome misfires. But when I, like back in May, I got into a little legal tussle, which everything got resolved nicely. I ran into a user named Denny in England who basically knows every time everybody is at Denny's.
Wow.
I'm like, how would that suck?
That would suck.
It's like your name would be like work or something. I'm at work. No, stop talking to me. So.
All right. Last show of the year. I don't know. Anybody got any thoughts about best, worst things? I don't know.
I don't care. I want my flying cars. 2011 is such an obscure year. 2010, nice round number, right? The year is 2010. 2012 also has a good sci-fi thing. Not since, like, 2029. I don't think we're going to have any interesting things going on until 2029, which is, of course, Blade Runner year. So let's hope some actual good future shit happens in 2012. 2011 was like a diet year. It was just thrown in.
Well, I just saw something on the glasses-free 3D technology that's coming out. I didn't actually read the article, but I saw it. It said it's going to be revealed soon. It's supposed to be glasses-free 3D, and that's kind of like the holy grail of the 3D.
Actually, Eric, I posted something the other day and added you about it. Was the transparent monitor somebody's developed? Did you see that?
Oh, I saw. Yes, I want more transparent because I want holograms, basically.
Right.
And transparent LCD might be the closest thing we can get.
Well, I know
you. You know, it's funny. All this stuff is basically created to better serve advertising.
Yeah, probably.
Well, right. That's the thing.
Well, as does everything. All right, well, anybody got anything to plug? Now's your time. Go.
Going once.
Look for me on Google Plus. That's really all the only place I am right now.
Who are you?
I'm in other places, but I'm only here in spirit.
Everybody. Robert Hedy. That's Hedley.
Hedley. Yeah. I'm a soulless shell on every other network, but on Google Plus, I come alive. It's great.
Okay. Jason's on Twitter at JasonJosephNYC. We know Langley is there.
I'm there.
One of the many photographers.
Starman is Star Mike. Is that right?
Yes, I'm at Star Mike on Twitter.
Hey, go ahead. Plug all your 50,000 shows that you do.
World of Warcast, This Week in Trek, Geekistry.
Sith Heads. And Brad is DS CEO. You made the Nintendo? Oh. Not that DS.
Not quite.
Be careful. You'll get a cease and desist. You'll get a C&D DS CEO.
Maybe I should provoke them. Stop that.
DS CEO on Twitter. Right. There's. I'm in. Got anything to say? Been quiet this whole show.
You've been quiet.
No plugs for me. No plugs for me. Thanks.
All right. Well, that's that then. Robot Underpants 42. At gmail.com if you want to send us anything. And otherwise,
every time you say that, I think it's the episode number. It's been like episode 42 forever.
Actually, this has been episode 30.
Episode 30, there we go.
End of 2011. We'll see you next year, folks. Thanks,
in
everybody.
In the future.
Yeah, we'll see you in the future. That's how we should end the show, right?
See you in the future.
See you in the future.